2FM Mornings
with Laura Fox
Podcast.
Sponsored by Maxall. From kids' lunches to tonight's dinner, you'll find bags more to get you through the week at Maxall.
Now, on the line now is a woman who has achieved something no other Irish person has. Kate O'Connor became the first person to ever win a global multi-events medal for Ireland at the World Indoor Championships in China last week. After hurdles, high jumps, shot put, long jump and an incredible 800 metres, she is finally taking a few days off, which is why we're so delighted that she's on the line with us now. Kate, how are you this morning?
I'm good. Thank you very much for having me.
Oh my God, no, thank you. I mean, you have been so incredibly busy and I cannot believe that you've taken the call with us this morning. We're so excited to chat to you.
I've taken a couple of days just to chill out, but yeah, no, it's a pleasure to speak to you.
Well deserved, Kate, now in fairness. Can I ask you, I want to get straight into it, because how does it feel? Like, what is that feeling like when you execute a plan so well? Like, you did the best performance of your life in 3 out of the 5 events over in Nanjing.
Yeah, no, it was madness, especially because I had just come off a European bronze medal. It was kind of going into that competition a little bit unknown of like how well my body'd recovered and stuff.
Yeah.
But yeah, I suppose it was a bit of like a sense of relief as I was kind of going through the events. But yeah, overall, just a very, very enjoyable experience.
Yeah, you mentioned it there. You did this just 12 days after winning bronze in the European indoors. Like, it has been such awe of you, of how you managed to peak after all that excitement, the travel, the time difference. Like, Kate, I can't even get in a tour bus when I go on a 6-hour flight. I'm so wrecked.
Yeah, no, it was definitely a challenge and something that I'd never experienced before, going from such big competition straight into another really, really big competition. So definitely a lot of anxiety and stuff going into the World Champs. But yeah, I really, really enjoyed that competition. I think Europeans was a little bit more up and down, and I had to fight to the very, very end, where Worlds, possibly because I had the medal, the European bronze medal, I was able to just relax a little bit more and just soak up the experience and just really, really enjoy everything that I was doing.
Isn't that so mad that like you had a medal in the back pocket, so you took the pressure off and you ended up outperforming yourself?
I know. Yeah, no, that's
fine. I'm not, let's not dissect the psychology of it too much, because it clearly works for you. What's going on? I was absolutely amazed to read that you said that, you know, allowing yourself a little bit of a social life has helped your performance on the track. Are you taking time to see your friends at the minute? And like, how does the balance help you?
Yeah, definitely. I think it's so important to just have that balance between like working really, really hard and having that kind of ability to switch off from the track.
Yeah.
And yeah, it's definitely something that we've tapped into more this year, just giving me time to, yeah, turn off and just, yeah, have a separate life. At the moment, I'm actually over seeing my boyfriend.
Oh, fab.
Yeah, he plays for Carlisle. So I've got a couple of days over here. And yeah, I've got a busy schedule over the next 2 weeks. Just running here, there and everywhere for a few different gigs. But I'm just trying to enjoy it all and soak it all up as much as I can, because I suppose these opportunities don't come around that often. So,
Kate, you've got the right attitude. And I love that you're saying that with a smile on your face as well. You know, you are, because it's like, if you don't enjoy it in the moment, then what's the point? I know that, like, obviously, you know, you mentioned there about going to see your friends and stuff. The physical aspect of what you do is so incredibly tough, because you put your body through so much. So, you know, sitting down and actually resting and, you know, stretching your muscles and all, that's one thing. But I love seeing that you're actually looking after your head as well by like going to see your friends and just being a normal 20-year-old.
Yeah, I think that's so important. Like, you've also got to remember that sport is a career that doesn't last forever. And I think having that kind of life that I'm Kate O'Connor as the athlete, but I'm also Kate O'Connor, the person that has social relationships and has a life outside of sport, is really important for when the time comes that I'm not doing sport anymore. Like, I would hate to ever end sport and then think, oh my goodness, now I've got to create this life.
Yeah. I love that. I'm so in awe of you that you're 24 and you've got that all figured out. You know, it's incredibly important. Like, you know, it's just like, yeah, no, I'm going to enjoy this all while it's here and while it's happening. Kate, can we talk about your dad for a bit? Because he's your coach as well as being your dad. Like, what's the best part about working together?
I suppose the fact that we just get to travel the world together. And also a huge thing is that we get to spend so much time. Like, there's not many 24-year-olds that get to see their dad pretty much every day.
Yeah.
And I think that it's not even the fact that me and him are so close. It has brought our whole family closer, because me and him are working together so closely. So they get to kind of come with us, whether I'm competing or just even the wider family, like celebrating medals that I've won, that sort of thing. It just has definitely brought my whole family just close, like a nice close unit. And yeah, it's, yeah, cool.
Yeah, rooting you all on. But like a family relationship, like how do you keep that going strong? Because I imagine that you're brutally honest in training.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, yeah. So it's definitely one that we've like had to kind of work on over the years, and something that we're still trying to perfect, because it is a tough one when someone is trying to coach you to be one of the best athletes in the world, but then also kind of can see what you're doing outside of the track too. But no, we have such a good relationship on and off the track, and I think that there's lots of different aspects that have kind of gone into it to make it work better. But I think that the overall thing is that we actually just get on as people.
Yeah.
And it just makes it easier to kind of, yeah, balance the athlete and the coach. Kind
daughter.
Of
it's like the athlete and the daughter, and separating them a little bit and going, hang on, Dad, now this is my downtime. And I'm sure he's the same.
Oh, exactly. Yeah, it's not just me. It's him too. He needs a bit of
Time off where he's like, no, I'm not training you. I'm just telling you to empty that bloody dishwasher. You're aiming for the World Championships in Tokyo later this year in the heptathlon, right? So that has got two more events than the pentathlon, but that includes the javelin, which is so exciting because that's your favourite event. Is that right?
Yeah, it's my best event. I'm under 23 national record holder and very, very close to the national record too. So yeah, it's definitely a strong point of mine.
So I say, you know, you're incredibly excited to do that because if you love it so much, it's the anxiety isn't there as much, I would assume.
Yeah, no, I really enjoy. I actually would always have considered myself more a heptathlete than a pentathlete, which is funny considering how well that I've done in the pentathlon this year. But no, it's really, really exciting. And yeah, I'm so looking forward to outdoor season and just going out and seeing what I can do and kind of where I can place now.
So just for anybody who might be a little bit confused, the outdoor ones are the two extra events, and that's the heptathlon. And then the indoor is the pentathlon, which is five events. So it's 5 versus 7.
Yes, so heptathlon then is over 2 days.
Okay.
So we do 4 events on the first day and then come back the next day and do 3 events the following day.
Okay,
so
fantastic.
200 in the javelin.
Yeah, I'm so excited to see you do this. You're 24 now, Kate, which I mentioned loads throughout this entire chat, but how much would it mean for you to get to the 2028 LA Olympics fully fit and ready to perform at your best?
I think that that's always been the goal. At 2024 Olympics, I kind of got there after like a lot of adversity and a lot of injury, and I just enjoyed the time being there. But I really, really want to make sure that I get to 2028 and I'm not just there as a competitor. I'm there as someone that's fighting for the medals.
Yeah.
I suppose that's the overall goal for the next 4 years, is to work towards that.
So exciting. I'm sure that a lot of, you know, young children and young adults as well are going to be looking up to you right now and going like, this is what I want to do. But did you have any multi-event or hero that you looked up to when you first got into this?
100%. And like, it'll never come out of my brain. Like, it's something that sticks so far in there is watching Jessica Ennis win the Olympic gold in 2012. And that was kind of the first time that I'd ever seen multi-events or ever realized what multi-events actually was, and I remember looking at her and thinking, what you've just done is what I really want to do. And from there, I was always doing kind of random events in athletics, but it was that moment where I was like, I want to do that, and I'm gonna try to replicate exactly what she's done.
And look at you now. Does it feel a bit mad thinking you're somebody's Jessica Ennis?
It's madness. Like, even whenever I'm being spoken about in the same sentence as Derval O'Rourke and Sonia O'Sullivan, it's still all wild to me. I don't know if it'll really set in until for a couple of months. But yeah, it's been a class couple of weeks.
And it's only going to get, you know, even more. Kate, you keep doing so well. Like, we can't help ourselves.
hopefully. I'll keep training hard. And yeah, hopefully I can bring a few more medals back to Ireland.
Kate, we are so incredibly proud of you. I mean, you achieved something special with bronze in the Netherlands and then flew over 5,000 miles to China and topped it all on a world stage. Enjoy every single bit of your time off. Enjoy hanging out with your boyfriend before things get absolutely mental again. And thank you so much for taking the time out to take the call this morning.
2FM Mornings
with Laura Fox
Podcast.
Sponsored by Maxall. From kids' lunches to tonight's dinner, you'll find Bagsmore to get you through the week at Maxall.